182. Finding Men, Part 1. Marge did whatever she did after one of her friends reached the bottom of the barrel to find her a date. She went to the library. It was there, in the rare book collection, that she felt safest. She was a rare breed, and she knew it, but she could read those men like a book. They only wanted one thing, to reach first base, then second and third, and then score a home run. Not with her. And so she just avoided them. Books were safer. The next day, at a book reading, Marge found herself raving about the idiocy of men to her few friends. Why couldn't they read between the lines and give a woman what she wanted? Romance. One of her friends thought she was reading too much into a few bad dates. There were good men out there, she said. There might be a lower ratio of good men to good women, yes, but you also had to reach out yourself to find them, not just hide in the library. That stopped Marge's ranting and raving. Maybe she should try and find a date herself, rather than always waiting for blind dates through her girlfriends. Then she wouldn't always be reacting to their bad choices. That evening, Marge reached an agreement with her friends not to find men for her. Instead, Marge wrote down a promise and read it out to them that she would try and find her own dates. They all clapped and asked her to read it through a second time. She did. She started her new approach to dating the very next day.